Welcome to the Fake Fans Podcast, name in the works. We don't know. That's the name that we like the most.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is our podcast. We're kind of just doing this raw. We had an outline going into this. But,
whoa. For new listeners, let's explain who we are.
Technically, they're all new listeners. This is the first time we're doing this.
That's why they pay you the big bucks.
Exactly.
For all listeners, who are we?
No, you introduce yourself.
All right, whatever. I'm Scara, guys, or otherwise known as Scara. No one calls me anything else, man. Not even the government calls me my real name, and everyone else calls me Scara. I used to be a professional player back when the dinosaurs roamed the earth, and now I am streamer. I streamed like 11, 13 years, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
I started offline TV, which is a bunch of people getting together doing cool shit, and I'm joined by my co-host,
Peter. I'm Peter Park. I'm known as Scara's friend, and that's basically all you need to know about me. Just kidding. I'm also a content creator streamer. I started in this space more recently than Scara, but actually not that much more recently anymore. I fucking started in 2017.
You did not start recently compared to me, man. I started like, I was so early. It wasn't even Justin TV.
No, I'm saying I started more recently.
Oh, right. No, you're sorry. I know English well.
Yeah, you're like trying to say that I'm wrong and completely prove my point. Yeah, I started more recently. I'm a baby chick compared to Scara. I started in 2017, which by now is actually like seven plus years.
It's been a while.
It's actually been a while now.
And during the entire time that's happened, the 11 or 10 years that we've been around in the scene, I've read a lot of manga, and so has Peter. I think Peter is the only person who reads as much as me in our immediate, like in my immediate friend group, or that I know. We read a ton, and I mean I read several hours every day.
Yeah, give or take. I would say so. I read several hours of manga every day. It's like I lay in bed at 11 p.m., 12 at midnight, stay up till like 4.
It's what I do when I wake up. It's what I do when I go to sleep a lot of times, and a lot of times people ask me like, what are you reading or whatever? And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. We should just start a podcast. Are we allowed to curse on this podcast?
I'm sure we are. I curse on every podcast I've ever been on.
Same. Yeah. But do we want to keep it more PG?
I mean, couldn't we just like, dude, just bleep it out if it gets to be like.
I do this thing where I tell everyone we'll just fix it in post. Mm-hmm. And I don't even have an editor. And every time I say that, it's like I could see the people who are managing the camera is being like, that's like a trigger word for them.
I mean, I just see like production in the background laughing, so they're they like, don't understand how much work we do in post.
It's like the generic thing where it's like, yeah, you can fix, we could just be AI in post.
What is that one product that's advertised on TV where you just like slap a fucking like band-aid or like tape onto it like fixes everything?
You could tell we're old because that
it's like Flexo tape or
something. Yeah, that is hella old. It's Billy Mays, right?
Oh yeah, it's Billy Mays.
Yeah. We are really old then.
Okay, no, I'm sure they still air. I mean, no one watches TV anymore, don't. So it doesn't really fucking matter. TV anymore, god, man. Only old people watch TV now. Mm-hmm. But I mean, me and Scara, I would say, bonded a lot over our shared interests in like weeb culture, like manga, anime stuff, whatever we're reading. Mostly manga, honestly. 95% manga. We'll typically like say like, oh, but have you seen this anime? And then we'll just like share a good laugh because we know neither of us have watched the anime for this. So I think the big reason why we kind of want to call ourselves like Fake Fans Podcast is because we don't watch anime. We're not really known as anime watchers.
I also think it's hilarious that we're starting something that is going to be talking about this and neither of us watch One Piece, which is the biggest one, or JoJo, which is one of the biggest ones.
Whoa, hey, I read JoJo up to the golden, is it golden circle? Fuck, I already forgot
that. I have read One Piece up to the Wano arc, but he is stuck on Fisherman Island.
To be fair, that arc fucking sucks ass. It's bad. So yeah,
so we are relatively like, we've read a lot, but it goes all over the place. So mm-hmm. I thought, you know what? We come together. Let's talk about it. Sit down and talk about
it. Yeah. I will say, like, one of the biggest questions I am asked frequently is, like, the things that I've been reading lately. And I just thought, like, oh, it'd be fun to kind of just, like, have, like, a content thing where we just talk about it.
You know what? With that question, let's just answer the question right away. What are you reading right now?
Right now?
That you would... Okay. Let's start with something that you would recommend someone and that is current.
Current? Okay. Dandadan, easily. I think we both agree on that. Right here, I got this from the... So, for those who are listening, assuming that this is listeners only, this is the Turbo Granny cat doll, cat thing that she possesses. They had this plushie at the Shibuya Parco Shonen Jump store, and they didn't actually have a lot of Dandadan stuff, but I'm assuming if the anime does really well, it'll do really well. Yeah. I'm hoping so.
And it will do really, really well from what I understand. A little bit of lore on the backstory about this manga. It's essentially an alien and ghost type genre.
Yeah.
Alien
so
versus ghost type genre.
How I try to describe it is like a boy who believes in the extraterrestrial meets girl who like experiences the supernatural, and they both try to prove to each other that whatever thing that they believe in exists. And it turns out they're both right. Mm-hmm. And then that turns into like kind of like a battle shonen. But it's like so well done. Oh, God, it's so good.
I think the best thing is finding out that the artist is, I've heard it's one person, and he doesn't use like electronic mediums. He literally draws it.
I did not know that.
And
wait, his art is insane.
Yeah, and it's a weekly, and it updates every week, and his art is crazy. I think all three of the assistants to Chainsaw Man
I want to say it's Chainsaw Man.
Are famous for three different manga, and this is one of them. And is, in all honesty, the best thing running right now.
What are the other two? Do you know? You see, that's what we don't know.
I would need Google.
We just need to let you know right now to set the standards low in terms of like what we actually like know informationally. That's why we're frauds. That's why we're fake fans.
I'm very well educated.
Okay, he's the well educated one.
I graduated high school.
I just like what I. Did you ever finish college?
No.
Oh, I got you, bitch. I finished college.
What was your degree?
Media arts.
Can't draw media.
Did I use my degree? No. No. But like whatever, it's okay. I am a college educated man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I will say on the reverse end,
mm-hmm.
I've read 360 chapters of Black Clover in the last 4 days.
Okay, you know I'm not that far into Black Clover as you, but I like Black Clover.
It is the most stereotypical bad, like let's do it all together battle shonen I've ever seen.
But I like that it kind of just like. Is okay with that. Like they know that yeah, they are that.
I think it's okay as long as it doesn't take itself too seriously, and it doesn't.
Yeah,
it
which really I doesn't. Like. I think Boku no Hero took itself too seriously.
Yeah, we could talk about some duds later.
Yeah.
Just, for this, it's pretty much a... it's in a world of magic. There is a person who can't use magic. And him and his rival... His rival is... They are both trying to become the... magic emperor.
Yeah.
And it's about their rivalry, and one is a super mage literally destined for greatness, and the other one is a guy who can't do magic, but he pulls out a sword from a grimoire that it can cut magic. It's anti-magic, so it's like he's Braun and he's God. So but it works out that way.
I remember reading this shit and I was thinking, oh, dude, I love this as a manga because as an anime, Asta would be the most annoying piece of shit ever. And then the anime premiered, and then everyone's like, Asta is the most annoying piece of shit ever. And I was like, I fucking called it.
I'm not proud of this read. It's something that I'm like, okay, well, I'm reading it because I have nothing else to read. I might as well try to read something new. And this podcast is also kind of an excuse for me and Peter to get together and just watch anime.
Mm-hmm.
To just so it's like, we've read... The circus, pretty much at this point. Between, I think we have general genres we like to read, and I will read anything that's pretty much not shoujo, and I will read some shoujo.
I read some shoujo. Some of the best manga I've ever read was Jose. Like, you know.
Oh, I just have a strong opinion that I dislike the art style.
Dude, just like give it a chance.
The story has to be
bad.
Tremendously good.
But they usually are tremendously good. I think romance written by women are just better, you know?
I will agree. That is true a lot of times. Speaking about well-written women, there is something to talk about. The current anime season has Apothecary Diaries, which I have read a lot of. It started originally as a manga, and it's a historical manga about a concubine assisting like
a royal family or
yes
something?
Essentially.
Okay. I'm gonna be honest, I'm not super familiar with the series yet. All I know about it is like I went to Japan last year. I was in Shibuya, and there was a Apothecary Diaries themed cafe.
Really?
Yeah. It was like, it was pretty popular. I think that was like one of the top three series that I saw like kind of advertised everywhere. I would say it was that, Shangri-La Frontier, and I saw a lot of Granblue Fantasy ads too. And also Fate. But yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I want to see it. My girlfriend loves it.
It's something I've read probably half of it. Like I would say 40 to 50 chapters. And it feels really good. I think the strongest parts about it are that the main female lead isn't a dumbass.
Yes.
Like, I am very... This should be... Because I read a lot of shonen, usually the females are, like, just foils at best. Or, like, at worst, just, like, there to encourage the main male character to doing something.
Just, like, a bland romantic interest.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, and like so Sakura. It's great to have someone who's, like, smart, intelligent, and has a good characterization, which I think that Apothecary Diaries does really well.
Yeah.
We kind of went a little bit off mark on... We're approaching anime land when we were started in manga land.
Do you have anywhere
you still you want to talk
well,
about?
Well, in terms of anime, I actually just I haven't really seen a lot of anime. I think the main reason why is because some of the most popular anime are things that are like adaptations of manga, and like just for me I'm like, oh, like it kind of just feels like I'm just rewatching something that I already read.
I used to never watch anything that was not in original source material anime wise. Every season. So what I would do, I would tell my friends, "Hey, this manga is really good. The anime, if it's by a good studio, it's probably going to be beast. You should watch it." And then when they watch it, they're like, "Oh my God, you're right. It was so good. Did you see the first episode?" And then I'm like, "No, not. I'm not watching it. I don't plan on watching it." And you could see their eyes, like the brilliance in their eyes.
It just dims a little, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, "I'm sorry, but like I'm not very interested in the medium." And then that was the first like large majority of my like life. But recently, in the last 3 or 4 years, I've said that it is better, a lot, but the animation quality and has gotten to the point where I recommend the anime over reading it a lot of the times, because I just think it's so good. It's just like I prefer the like the manga medium still, but for the most part, I think as a casual fan who just wants a good entertaining media, you should watch the anime. Like 80% of the time, it's going to be better.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah,
or like
yeah.
I would say the much more than it used to be before, where I would just read it. You know, I think that the animation level recently has gotten to the point where it is like Jesus Christ level.
I know it's definitely yeah. There's way more budgets behind these animes these days. I don't know. There's like some series where you're growing up and you would just watch the adaptation and you're just like, oh, this is fucking rough, it's man. Really it's really fucking rough. So I mean, the first anime that convinced me like, oh, I should like watch the anime adaptation of this. Okay, this is like fucking, this is like, people are going to be like, oh, Demon Slayer? But Demon Slayer, like genuinely, I read so much Demon Slayer and just thought it was like, oh, this is like a
This is going to be a 3-hour podcast. Yeah. Okay. Go for it.
I mean, I just think the animation of Demon Slayer was so, it like elevated the media, or like elevated the original series, like for sure. Like I just thought that the original was like an okay series, but then the animation for like the fucking anime adaptation was like really fucking good.
I always say this, the Demon Slayer elevated the initial source material a lot, because the first couple, like arc or so of Demon Slayer is terrible. It's just like a very average arc. It's not only paced, I think, kind of slowly, but doesn't really get going until you start getting into the train. I was about to say Hell Train, but that's some other manga.
That's another one, right?
But it's when they introduce Rengoku, and then they introduce the very next arc that they covered with the guy with the white hair and the three wives.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I'm going to tell everyone right now. Another reason why I'm a fake fan, at least, is I never remember the fucking names of the characters.
I'm really bad with names. I am just terrible with names, but... You guys know what I'm talking about. I watched the entirety or most of that season, anime-wise. Mm-hmm. I really don't watch much anime, but I remember sitting down, and I think I was living with Yvonne still. I was sitting down, and we were watching, and it was just nonstop action. Because before an anime, like old Dragon Ball was like, it was like a 20-minute episode, and then 6 minutes, the first 6 minutes was the exact recap of the last episode. And the last 6 minutes was like the next episode. And then the animation was them doing the same punches and teleporting. And then doing the same punches and teleporting. And I'm shocked I loved it as much as a kid.
I mean, we have low standards. Well, I shouldn't say that. People really like Dragon Ball. It's just... It's just basically each episode has like 8 minutes of new footage.
Right. And then when you saw Demon Slayer, it was like no, like almost no recap, straight action, like 19 minutes of action. I'm just like, what the hell? And it just happened every episode till the very, almost every episode till the very end. I think there was like one or two lore things at the very beginning. And I was just super impressed. Like that show for me is like when animation got to the level that I'm like, okay, start watching.
Yeah. I mean, at least the adaptations. I mean, I heard there's like tons of anime that are like, I think original, that have like beautiful art. I mean, I've never seen it, but Violet Evergarden is often brought up as like the one to like look at, you know what I mean?
I've watched one episode and the soundtrack is still one of my most played soundtracks of all time, and I've never watched more than an episode. No. Additionally, I was about to say Dead Man Wonderland, but it's Wonder Egg Priority.
Oh,
fully original anime, and it's just beautiful, incredible looking anime, and which just went to complete shit.
It's just, I don't know what it is. It's not even like anime or manga specific. I just think every fictional property has a 90% chance of just having the most horrific last season or like last few episodes. I don't know what it is. Like, there are so few series that have an actual satisfying wrap up that I could like.
For me, I think it's really understandable because like a lot of these animations or episodes just end up happening in ways where they're on the grind. Like, they're grinding every week to get this shit out, whether especially in manga form, but like even in anime form, they're like on the fucking grind and it's really, really difficult.
Okay. So just to get an idea of your tastes, though, what is your like top three series, like manga or anime?
Let's start manga. I would say if of all time, the things that stand out for me, maybe not top three, but who are always in the top, manga wise, are Hikari no Go, Aishou 21.
Okay.
Both kind of sport like.
Yeah.
But are just really, 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 really great. Mm-hmm. Something that I would recommend, but it's a little dated. So I actually don't ever really recommend these, but it's something, especially iShield, the author or the illustrator is Murata.
Yeah.
And he is just famous. He does One Punch Man, and his art is like, he is like just a god. He's considered one of the best.
Yes. Like, I think he has like one of the most iconic... Well, should I say iconic? Like, it's like a very recognizable but incredible art style. iShield 21 is also like one of my favorite series of all time. But like, it is like kind of hard when you recommend someone. It's like, did he just say he has the power of being a black person? I was like, yes, that is.
Wait, I forgot that last arc. Oh,
like,
my God.
I was like, yes, that is in fact. That's what they said that. Mm-hmm. So some things have just definitely not aged well. But I still think iShield 21 is like one of my favorite series. I love anything by the artist or like the author artist of Fullmetal Alchemist. And
what else have they done?
So they have Silver Spoon, which is another series that I love so fucking much. And I just there's not a single person that's bit.
I have read a few chapters of this to give it a try. It's just not entertaining for me.
I know. I get it. It's like it's a series about
farming.
A Tokyo high schooler or a Tokyo middle schooler that goes to an agricultural high school, and it's a coming of age story about a kid who like wants to figure out his life, what he wants to do, who he wants to be, and not be under the shadow of his father, who he was never able to please. You know. Like, on paper, damn, that shit sounds boring as fuck. And yet, it's just, it works. It's so funny. It has so much heart. The art's amazing. Ah, God. I fucking love this series. It's so good. This might be a hot take, but I actually think I might like Silver Spoon more than Full Metal Alchemist. Yeah. I like it that fucking much.
I think it's so hard to sell it, though, because the premise of Full Metal Alchemist is so good.
Yes. It is, like, a broader appeal.
Yeah. It is, like, literally, like, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, the anime, is the one I would recommend people watch who are not into anime. Mm-hmm. If you've never watched an anime before, watch this. They have really great magic systems that are very logical, and they have great characters, and they have a lot on the line. A
lot of humor.
Like, they have everything wrapped up, and the pacing is done in a way which is pretty good as well. I would say really good to pretty good.
Yes.
Depends. But then, like, Say it. I don't know. Silver Spoon is like, I think it's one of those things where there's only so much room in my brain for, and I only remember the things that are really, really bad or really, really good. And Silver Spoon is something that just tends to not evoke strong emotions, because for me, it was just like, okay. And the thing is, I can understand if you like it. I'm just like,
I mean, I get it. And also, for what it's worth, like, I actually really like food-related things, like food-related content, food-related manga,
I anime. Love Toriko.
Okay.
I love, I would say...
Gunjin Meshi.
Yeah, Yakite Japan.
Oh, Yakite Japan.
The stupid guy. Yeah.
The bread making one with solar hands.
He makes, this is a really old one. He makes bread, and his superpower is that his hands are hot. Like, they're called solar hands.
I think I read somewhere that that shit makes zero sense.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, absolutely.
Like even like scientifically speaking, like, it's just like that wouldn't, even if it existed, it wouldn't make better bread.
You know, I've heard in Japan that a lot of times the sushi masters are male because they have the superstition where they believe that the women have hand temperatures that are not well suited for sushi. That's what I was told. Isn't that crazy? So, I mean, some of these superstitions come from somewhere, you know?
Misogyny.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. But I was told that by someone who worked in the industry, so...
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's actually... Now that I think about it...
Where they were not allowed.
I don't think I've ever seen a female sushi chef, even in America, which is odd to me. Have you seen a female sushi chef?
I have, but it's definitely more rare. But
I don't remember
it. I think in... I was told that there was some misogyny when it comes to...
Oh, like it's like a boys club?
In Japan.
Oh, I see. But like even in America, I genuinely am trying to rack my brain.
I would say it's more rare.
But like why? I mean, well, I guess like in Japan, boys club. I get it. Misogyny, et cetera. Whatever.
Maybe, yeah.
America. We don't have misogyny in America, do we?
The land of the free? Hell no.
Yeah, but okay, so yeah, I really like food content though, and so maybe that's why I really gravitated towards Silver Spoon. Silver Spoon is such a good series. I fucking love it. That is the sleeper hit that everyone is still sleeping on, that I know personally. Like every person I've recommended it to has just bounced off it so hard. I don't know a single person, not a single person that has stayed interested.
It's crazy because like there's just some things that you know are good that are just hard to recommend.
Yeah.
So a good example is Monster. It won awards for being excellent.
Is that hard to recommend?
Really? I would say so. It is so lengthy and so
it is lengthy.
So heavy. And another one, and I think this is the easier one, 20th Century Boys.
Okay, so that here's what I do. For Naoki Urasawa,
yeah.
I'm like, I recommend Pluto first because that's the shortest
one. That's what I always recommend. It is 80 chapters. It's for people that know, he does mystery murder really, really well.
Yeah.
I would say that is his forte. Pluto also got turned into a Netflix anime, which I heard was okay.
I heard it was good.
Yeah. But it's very short. It was under 100 chapters, which I would say is very short for manga. And it makes the pacing rather tight. But Monster is like a very heavy.
It's lengthy. It's a great.
The payoff is really good, but.
It's an investment.
Yeah, and that's how I feel about 20th Century Boys.
Yeah, no, I agree. I just find 20th Century Boys, and like, I don't, in my brain, I'm like, oh, this isn't just manga to me. This is just like good fiction.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
But it's like, you need to be in a certain state of mind. Because a lot of times I read manga for like,
levity.
Like not think. Mm-hmm. And like, I have to think because the timeline of that story and the sequel goes through multiple lifetimes.
Yeah.
And it goes from like one adult to their kid, like bloodlines pass. And so it is definitely a lengthy read.
20th Century Boys is specifically a series I actually had to search things up on the internet just to like kind of remind me of like certain connections. Cause sometimes, like I said before, like I have a hard time holding on to names. And there are so many characters in these super dense series, and like all of them are important. So I'm just like, oh fuck, who's this again? Who's this again? But like, it's worth it though. Like, it's really good if you're willing to put in the time for it. But like, I also understand that people like, hey, I just wanted to read something where people beat each other up and become stronger over time. Like,
okay, and this is a great segue into the next part that I want to talk about, which is stuff you hate, stuff you don't like. And one of the things about having to remember a lot of names of characters is I strongly dislike My Hero Academia, which I think is no longer a...
It's not a hot take anymore.
Hot take anymore. Originally, for people that don't know, My Hero Academia was going to be the biggest shonen after the big three. At one point, it used to be Bleach, One Piece, and Naruto ran the world. And then, obviously, Bleach died first, right? And then Naruto finished. And then before they released Boruto, it's just One Piece. So everyone's thinking, what's the next one? Like, what's the next big thing? My Hero Academy comes out and people are smitten. They're like, wow, this is so fucking good. Like, it's a superhero thing, which is really cool. I love superheroes. And then it's just like this, it's supposed to be a really great manga, but you start realizing that, like, it is just, I don't really like it.
Can I be an elitist piece of shit?
Yeah.
Or like, okay, so I learned this recently about myself because of Skara. I'm a fucking hater.
Oh.
I'm a fucking hater.
That's why we start this podcast.
We should call this a fucking hater cast because I'm a fucking hater. But like, I really am trying to be better about this. But, you know, manga gets super popular. People really like it.
Yes.
Later on, it gets an anime adaptation. So obviously, the manga only readers are going to be ahead for whatever amount of seasons. I hate myself for this. But then sometimes there will be a series that I liked as a manga at first, but then the later arcs are pretty fucking bad, in my opinion at least. And then I see my friends who are anime only watchers watching the anime. It's like, oh my god, the first season is so good. They're like, this is so good, Peter. Did you know this is good? I'm like, like, and in my brain, I'm just like,
just
fucking wait, dude.
I don't say shit.
Okay, I don't say anything, but like sometimes like my face conveys like a, you know, like.
I think the best example of this. What was the anime where it's young kids in a prison and like it's like and they're trying to escape and the entire show? No, we said this before. It's Promised Neverland.
You saying Dead Man Wonderland earlier fucked me up. Okay, yeah.
So Promised Neverland had one of the best first seasons of anime, I would say. Just
period. I'm so sad about that.
Excellent. But similar to the show Prison Break, if you never watched Prison Break, you can at least guess that the show is breaking out of prison. So once the prison doesn't exist anymore, the show is going to suck because it's going to be hard. Well, that show is about these kids breaking out of this proverbial prison where the kids eventually get slaughtered or sent out to get slaughtered. And they're trying to break out. Really amazing, incredible season one. Even had like a really awesome song in the middle as well. Really just great. And then because I read it, I was reading further into it. And I'm like, this shit kind of sucks.
No, and that was like an opinion I didn't want to share because I was like, I felt so strongly about that first arc that I was like, wait, maybe I'm just like being a little too critical right
now. No, because it's like maybe they can adapt it better in the second arc. And it turns out the second arc is adapted terribly. They like skip a lot of parts. It looks like not great and it's just terrible. And it's just so... I don't want to be right, but I am. And it's man, that just sucks. Another thing that I'm going to throw out there that I hated. You know what? My Hero is too easy. Because I think everyone understands that like that show fell off a cliff. Beastars used to be the best running manga in the world for me.
You're a fucking furry.
Stop. Stop.
It is. What's the copy pasta, Skara?
Okay.
Just say it.
It is a Zootopia. It's like a dark Zootopia like manga. And they did a really good job. It follows a wolf and a deer?
There's a deer in it. There's a deer and a bunny.
Yeah, and there's it's a dark Zootopia show. And the first couple arcs are brilliant. I would say like just incredible. And then they do this thing which is really, really hard. It happens to a lot of manga, and it's something that is easier to do when writing books than it is to write week by week. So when you're writing week by week as a manga artist or illustrator, whatever, mangaka, I imagine it's difficult because you have to worry about the plot line right now. You can't set up future hooks or create like exposition or like small expositional takes because you're worried about like getting canceled. You're worried about your stuff not doing too well. And so what commonly happens is an arc will finish and another arc will start and there'll be a shitload of fucking exposition. It'll be like just text on text, yada yada. And I hate that. I think the benefit of the manga medium is that you can use art plus text to convey like a great situation and maybe even not that much text in general. I think Chainsaw Man and does a great job of almost having no text sometimes and just conveying like a really cool situation without having any text. But Beastars ran into that issue where like once they finished one arc, they started another. The exposition and how it played out kind of ended up being so ugly that I dropped it. And it went from like my all-time favorite, one of my all-time favorite, to like just rock bottom inside of 30 chapters.
I mean, Beastars just fucking turned into JoJo's Bizarre Adventure for me.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, this is fucking weird.
That is very weird.
This used to be more of like a grounded drama sort of like...
It's a social commentary,
yeah,
right?
Because
it's
then, like... But then stands. But then furry stands. And I was like, oh. And then did they not just axe the fucking manga after that arc? Like, I just thought it was that bad.
Yeah,
right?
it got axed.
Yeah.
Sure. Not great. Is there anything else you feel strongly about that you hate?
Strongly that I hate? Fuck. I don't know.
You're like listening in your head. One, two, three,
I feel
four,
like this
five.
Is going to bite me in the ass later, potentially saying this, but like Mushoku Tensei gives me the ick.
I don't like that.
I know a lot of people really like this series. I know that a lot of really big weeb enthusiasts really like Mushoku Tensei. But for what it's worth, I have not seen the anime. I've only read the manga. I just found the main character to be very unlikable to the point... I don't know. They just made such... Okay, for most... A lot of isekai for me, they move on from the, oh, this is my... I used to be a different person in my previous life. Mushoku Tensei kind of holds onto it for a little too long, in my opinion, and reminds me that there's an old man in that body. So when like he's like doing like pervy shit with like really young girls,
it's really weird.
It's really fucking weird, and I wasn't able to distance that feeling.
I think when you read or watch a lot of anime, like you tend to like be able to disassociate some of the weird shit that Japan's into. Like for shows like No Game No Life, it's like it can almost get away from the fact that it's like a brother sister thing, and it's weird a lot of times. One of the big complaints I hear from people who don't watch anime, for people who don't know, I live in a household where a lot of people don't watch anime. Jody and John both don't like watching anime. I asked Jody, I was like, why don't you like watching anime? She's like, I just don't like the situations where it's like really weird, perverted, or like just strange shit. And I'm like, oh, that's just normal Japanese shit. Like for me. But like it's like you can...
You do have to do a bit of hand waving as like an American watcher.
It's weird because it's like, yo, you gotta watch the show, but like it's so sick. But ignore this weird part.
No, like, even like Dandadan, like I'm reading it, I'm just like, oh, I was like, I fucking love this. And then I recommend it to some friends. They're like, dude, the first couple chapters are really fucking weird. And I'm like, wait, why? And I read it, and it's like, oh, there's like an alien scene, and they abduct a high school girl, and they're doing like experiments on her while she's like half naked. I'm like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but like I almost gloss over it in like a bad way because it's so like,
are we jaded?
Standardized.
Or not jaded,
it's
but like
so standardized in that stuff. But like when I think of Maiden Abyss, truly excellent anime, but there's some weird shit.
There's some weird shit. Yeah, there's some fucking
and it's
shit.
Like how much can you handle before it becomes too weird? I agree with you. I've read Mushoku Tensei. And it ends up being weird. And I think the biggest thing about Mushoku Tensei, just in general, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, is that it is finished. I think it's very hard to finish.
It's finished?
I'm pretty sure the manga is finished. Is it not?
Unless I'm crazy, I felt like I read all the available chapters and there's still shit definitely happening.
Oh, maybe not. Rather than say finished, I would say it's very... on long. I would say like the amount of the length that the manga has gone is well past most isekais.
I need to check. No, it definitely is like the one of the longer ongoing isekais.
I think it's rather weird as well, and just
but the world is really cool. Like for what it's worth, the world, that world building that they do in that series is really cool, like the magic systems. I like it, but it's just like the main character is just like a fucking pervert, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, but like there is a lot of that shit and you have to do a lot of hand waving to enjoy this stuff, so.
And that's all. And if you can hand wave that, then that's all more power to you. But I think it's just like we have personal preferences.
But I do feel like I'm like a hypocrite sometimes because like there are definitely series that are like a little etchy and they feature high school characters, and I still like the series though. You know, for example, there's one called Mato Sehei no Slave. and that's definitely like, you know what I'm saying?
You like that one?
I think it's fun. I don't know if it's good. I think it's fun. Like, I genuinely, I'm like, oh, it's cool. Like, his forms change depending on who's, like, enslaving him and stuff. And then afterwards, like, it's like the reward yeah, part. Cool. Just like,
and based on how hard he works, he gets a bigger sexual reward after.
Bro, and then there's, like, one where it's the mom and his and her daughter giving the reward at the same time. And I'm like, wow, this is, like...
It's a little wrong.
I hate that I know that the term for that is oyakudan, which is...
I did not know that was a term, but yeah. Japan is very good with coming up with words for stuff.
Dude, I learned a lot of shit. Like, it gets really specific, and this is not even that specific. Like, I learned the expression zetai ryuiki, or ryuichi, something like that, where it's like the gap between the thigh sock and
that's
their
so
skirt
funny. No, I know that one too.
We're bad people. I'm starting to think we're bad people.
We're not the villains.
Are we immoral?
No, we're not the villains.
I think we're immoral.
No, that's not us.
There's more chapters of Mushoku Tensei.
I thought it was fully finished.
Maybe there's spinoffs? I don't know.
No, I could very well be wrong here. But
Google says next chapter is March 5th.
Damn, that's crazy. For me, I like to think about, like, stuff that we read for fun. Like, you like Setai no Slave for fun. That's cool.
Okay.
It's not weird.
Let's fucking relax here. It's
not weird, okay? Like, I have guilty pleasure things that I read as well.
List five right now.
No, well, I'll list the one I read, and if there's an update, I'll read every day.
Okay.
Eliseed.
Shut the fuck up, Eliseed. Okay. Oh, wholesome manhwa about kid who just wants to fight for his friends and his master turned into a cat. How the fuck is that a guilty pleasure? Okay, is it a guilty pleasure because the writing is bare bones?
Yeah, the writing is kind of whatever.
Come on, horny sage. Give me one where you like one because you see their boobs.
Let me think.
That's not fair, dude. That is not fair. I look like a fucking piece of shit out here.
Well, that's weird.
You set me up. Eliseed!
Okay, but before we go too far, Eliseed is a cute...
Great, I love it.
It's written by the same author who did...
Is it Noble S? No, not
Girl in the Wild, right?
Oh, yes, Girls of the Wild. That series sucks ass, but I read the entire thing.
Yeah, that series is awful, but the artist is really good. So they wrote Eliseed, which is literally about, like, a superhero ends up... being injured, so he hides away as a cat, a fat cat, and then he takes the main character as an apprentice due to some shenanigans, and it's about training up his apprentice to becoming powerful, and they're having a good time. Like, he has, like, friends and stuff like that, and the main character's superpower is that he's really fucking...
Okay, this sounds a lot like My Hero, just based off of his description.
Wow, I didn't even think about it like that. It's really cute. Like... Yes. A lot of times you're seeing, like, fat cat reactions to stuff, and the main character has his own, like, not human cats. And so it's really...
The humor is actually really good in it. And also, it's like a nice fluffy read, I would say.
I will say, especially after, like, somewhere near the midway to the current update, it stopped being so good, I would say.
I think it's because it got more serious.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I definitely feel like something got lost along the way, but... I still read it on every update.
And I mean, I like it. I think it's good. I don't think that counts as a fucking guilty pleasure, you fucking fuck ass. I want to see your fucking tabs in Chrome right now. You're not up. Hey, stop closing shit back there.
Wait, I'm literally looking. Make Your Exorcist Fall in Love.
Okay, that one's...
That one's a little fucking weird.
That
one's a little...
All right, on paper, what's the premise for that one?
I'm not even explaining.
No, say it. I have Mato Sehe no Slave, like, attached to my name.
Okay. It is a premise about how there is essentially in the war between demons and, like, the holy religion.
It has, like, a Christian, like, overtone.
Yes,
overall, I would
yes.
say.
There is a small child who's, like, essentially Jesus Christ. Like, he's supposed to be there to save humanity from the, I guess, demons who come in to wreak havoc among the world, okay? Mm-hmm. It is... The story is...
No, what's the hook, though? What's the hook? Why is it
one of them is a demon girl, and she is trying to make the kid fall in love with her to ruin his, like,
No, more than just fall in love, though.
No, that's pretty much it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Not just... Okay.
Yeah.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
I feel like you're leaving No.
If anything, they should read it to really see it. But I would say the art is really good on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely about like this, them making like essentially this mini kid.
How do you make mini kids?
This kid, Sin.
What is the act that produces children, though? Like, I feel like you should be more explicit.
I didn't graduate college.
You didn't graduate college, okay.
Sorry.
So your sex ed in high school and middle school failed you.
Didn't have either of those classes. I went to a private middle school. My high school actually was rated top 1,000 in the state.
Okay, give me another guilty pleasure right now. I'm not satisfied. I'm not fucking satisfied.
Wait, I'm actually bringing out my reading list, which... In this situation, I think is really... I use Tachiyomi, which really recently got struck down.
Got fucking
by owned, Kakao. Yeah. For people who don't know, there is some drama, and everyone fucking loves tea, so let's explain it a little bit. So I have a reading app that's Android only, which essentially pulls from a bunch of websites, and it's a fully functional app that is like essentially free, right? Anyone can see the code for it. It's all good. And then they started hosting Korean manga on the...
Oh, is that how they got fucking owned?
Yeah. And then because of that, Kakao, the Korean giant conglomerate, ended up like giving them like a cease and desist, essentially. And they pulled out of all of their sources. Like not just Korean, but also like everything. They no longer have sources available. So you have to go fix that yourself or download a different app, and so they kind of ruined my application. So I've got beef with Kakao. I'm gonna be honest. We're never gonna get sponsored by Kakao.
Scar has podcast. Beef with the Korean people.
Yeah, for this shit.
That's like saying you have beef with WeChat. I would never say that.
Oh because... no, that one's China, man. I got beef.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, that fucking sucks for you.
Ichujin no Kakushigoto.
I'm not gonna know any of these titles off the Japanese name. I'm gonna let you know that right now.
It's an alien girl who this guy falls in love with, and he finds out she's an alien, and she's essentially psychopathic.
I've seen, is she blonde? Or yes. Is she like, yes.
Yes. It is a crazy manga that's almost completely done. I think the last manga is, the last chapter is next.
It does feel like it's wrapping up, yeah.
Yeah, and it is, I don't want to spoil anything.
It's wild, though.
But it is wild, okay? In multiple ways, it does a lot of dark stuff, a lot of etchy stuff, and it just goes fucking crazy. Which actually, that reminds me of that thing you told me.
What?
Okay,
you're being so cryptic. I don't know.
We're talking.
I tell you many things.
There is this one manga which I've read, which is about. It's like,
oh, is it the balls Super Balls
and girls, in balls and they bounce.
It's by the author that did Prison School, I think.
Which should already be a huge red flag, or a green flag, depending on if you like it. Prison School is famous for this one scene where it's these five kids are in prison. And
five high school students.
Five high school students are in prison.
Okay, I think the distinction is important here.
Yes. And essentially, they have to, they're arguing for ass versus tits, mm-hmm. and they have just a legendary frame for asses that will go down in history books as like that's the one. So that
should be an ass man.
That's Prison School for you. And so lo and behold, the author comes out with this ridiculous, absolutely absurd manga where I don't know how to explain this. Could you take over?
If I'm remembering correctly, it's basically, I think, some alien life form from outer space in the shape of a ball lands on Earth. I might be making this shit up, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Turns into a beautiful woman for this random fucking guy. And I think these alien women balls things operate similarly to, like, the gremlins, like Furbies. You know what I mean? You know what I mean from that movie? Like they under certain conditions, they will duplicate and like turn into like there will be more of them. That thing is the series is like incredibly like etchy, like kind of like seductive slash, you know, has that kind of vibe to it, because, you know, prison school, if you know the artist, the author and the artist.
Also like, incredibly gory.
Very violent. Like, sometimes the aliens will just kill each other.
Yes.
Well, like, not really kill, just like cause grievous injuries to each other.
Yes.
And then they would like just regenerate.
So it is a very, and I can't even really say that we spoiled anything about the premise.
That was like the first two chapters.
Like, you wouldn't lose anything with that entire explanation. And still reading it, you'd be like, what the fuck is this? It's like everything I've heard about Miyazaki's new film. I've heard it's impossible to spoil that. If someone gives you the plot, you would still be confused. Like, you'd watch it, you'd be like, okay, cool.
I will say that when I went to the studio Ghibli?
Getting canceled.
Yeah, which camp are you in, though? I've been corrected both times.
I'm good.
I'm going to say Studio Ghibli. Because I think in Japanese it's Ghibli.
Ghibli.
Or I don't know. You know what? Maybe I made that shit up too. Whatever. I saw merch for that movie.
Yep.
In like the merch store, and
Studio Ghibli.
There is just a heron with like an old man's mouth inside the bird's mouth, and it's like also the old man's head like fits inside of the bird. So I think there is an old man hiding inside of the bird's body. Mm. And that's about as much as I know about that movie.
Okay. That is more than I know. I'm going to watch it at some point. It's one of those things that's like on my bucket list of things to do. But like, I never worry about watching a Miyazaki film not the year it came out, because it's always going to be like relevant. Mm-hmm. He doesn't make films that aren't evergreen, I guess. You could just watch it whenever.
Yeah.
Like, you could still watch Spirited Away today. I did like a year ago, and it was brilliant.
I think Princess Mononoke is like one of my top favorite anime films.
Spirited Away is in my top five of all movies of all time.
Spirited Away is more popular than Princess Mononoke, right?
Ooh, I would say so, but I've never watched Princess Mononoke, which I know is a sin for some people.
You're just fucking end the podcast right now, honestly. We really are the fake fans here. That's crazy.
It's funny, because you imagine that two people who read so much would combine and like complete two halves of a whole. But what you started to realize is that instead we combine and we create like kind of like a moon.
A really fucked up Venn diagram.
Yeah, it's like a moon that's got still like a big chunk of it missing. Yeah,
for two like older guys that have spent so much of our lives reading manga or like watching, I mean, I feel like I watch a lot of anime like movies, not like anime series. I would say
yes, I've watched a lot of anime growing up, and I have weird periods of time where I watch anime like Demon Slayer season 2, but most of the times I don't watch anime.
Yeah, but yeah, it is funny, because like, we just, there are like definitely huge pop culture like landmarks
that we missed,
that we just have not seen. Like, yes. One Piece, I think, is the most egregious example. I would say
I would also say One Piece wasn't very good. Like, they had to get to the point where they had to get, anime-wise, there was a lot of filler, and similar to, okay, Bleach filler is notoriously bad, where they had to get to the point where it was good. Boruto was a great example where it's bullshit. Like, when you watch it and then you read it, it's like shitloads of filler.
Okay, but dinosaurs, that's sick. Naruto should have had dinosaurs. Kishimoto, what the fuck are you doing, man? Naruto should have had dinosaurs.
People are gonna forget Kishimoto wrote Seven Samurai, and I will never fucking forget. He tried to write an original series. Imagine you are the best selling
mangaka. Oh my god, I forgot.
You're the best selling mangaka of Naruto, of the big three. You are a god. You made ninjas cool to the world. Okay, anime wise. What's your next bet? You know, is it pirates? No, it's samurai. You try to make a samurai manga, and using just your name, it should be big enough. It tanked, bro. He even got like so many chapters, and it was just off the first chapter. You could tell this one was not going anywhere. Like, this one was just a dud, man.
She just not been samurai.
Yeah,
I think it's too similar to Naruto.
And then he's back to doing Boruto full time, I think. And I've heard it's doing pretty well.
Do you think he enjoys doing Boruto? Do you think he's like stifling his creativity by like going back to the series that made him famous?
I think after he failed, he was like, okay, you know what? It's fine. Like, because like, he had a winning formula, and he can kind of tweak the formula and still be creatively fulfilled. I think it's okay.
Okay.
It just kind of sucks for him that his second thing failed.
I just would be so fucking sad if I like did like a second thing after my mega popular first thing, and then they were just like, fuck no, go back to Naruto, bitch.
Do you know a common thing for musical artists, what I've heard, is that they are famous for getting one big fucking hit. Mm-hmm. And then trying to chase their big hit is something that haunts them for the rest of their existence.
Unless you're Taylor Swift.
Which fell off for a bit. And then
Don't say that. No, you actually can't. Producers, cut that shit.
Repeat the last few years.
Yo, Taylor Swift never fell off. Taylor gang for life. I love 23, 21, 22.
That's her age.
Which is that a song or an album? Red.
21? Isn't that an IU song? That's 18.
Oh, no, it's 22. She's like, I don't know about you. I'm feeling 22. Oh, it's 22. It's a song.
Okay, anyways.
Yeah.
So she went dipped and went back up, right? And now it's
we're still cutting all that. We can't say that shit.
Now she's like peak, you know? I think that I've heard that a lot of musical artists go to therapy because of that. And like,
do we need therapy?
Yeah.
We didn't fall off yet, right?
I'm literally off the cliff right now, bro. As soon as people comment on this podcast, they're like, I really didn't like that this guy just doesn't remember the characters' names.
There are so many things to nitpick about us and like what we're talking about. Like, I love it.
I truly agree with you. The fact that I don't know character names is so fraudulent.
That's just the way we are, though. Like, genuinely speaking, it's just I remember based off of their abilities and their hair color.
So I read. This is especially prominent with Korean manga. I'm calling it that instead of the Korean pronunciation because whatever.
Okay. Well, first of all, taking your Korean badge away, that's kind of fucked up.
Whoa. I got beef with Cal, remember? I do not care right now.
Whoa. But, hey, listen. I bought like 10 sticker packs, Cacao. I love your shit.
But when I read a lot of the Korean manga, a lot of their artwork is similar. Like the art studios pump them out like kids, and bro, there's like 9 of them, and the art is exactly the same. So when I read that, sometimes my reading looks like this. It's just swiping up like I'm fucking desperate for a Tinder date, you know, like just like this, literally like this.
You swipe up, isn't that like a super like?
Yeah, imagine I have infinite super likes. Yeah, what's 250 a month, man? It's not a big deal. Anyways, so I'm like this, and I remember reading in Japan, and Sid and Broden looked at me, and Broden was like, turned to Sid and was like, could you ever read like that? And she's like, no, I can't believe he could do that. I'm like, shit, man. There's only so many times I can look at this art and like, it's not art that you can like zoom in and be like, wow, the panel, the details on this panel were so good. It's like, Murum Korean manga number 97. Like, bro, come on. I know these fucking guys. Like,
Manhwa. Manhwa.
I hate Cacao.
I tried. I really tried.
And so like, I went through all of this, and then they were just appalled by the speed of what I did. Because the way Sid's a comic book reader. So the way Sid reads comic books, and she like looks at every page like in detail because they have such great artwork.
Who has time for that shit, though? Okay, to be fair, though, manhwa is meant to be like you're swiping. There's so much paneling where there's like massive gaps.
Whereas like just sound effects. Like if I'm looking at stuff like more specifically for the art, I will take time. Like Dan and Dan, I've gone back and looked at the. I'm like, damn, shit, man. Okay,
but no, like after Solo Leveling, art kind of like manhwa art did become a little samey. Like there was like 3 or 4 different art styles that just like dominated how everything looked. Like if you notice, like if I took a picture, like a screenshot of like different demon monsters from like 4 different like gamer, dungeon break style, like Solo Leveling-esque manhwa,
all trash.
They would all look the same. You wouldn't be able to distinguish them all from one another. Trash. Like Solo Leveling, when you saw it for the first time, it's like, oh, this shit, like this art style is amazing. And then you do like a completely different manhwa series, like this shit looks kind of exactly the same.
Yes, it's because Solo Leveling really brought up, like I would say, the region. Mm-hmm. I would say the region was first popular for. I've talked to you about this. The region was first popular for the very original. I feel like Korea had somewhat of a big three. They had Tower of God, they had Noblesse, and they had
God of High School.
At some point, they had a big three in terms of like really crazy shit, really unique stuff.
That's for webtoons, by the way. We're not even considering like
Isn't The Breaker a manhwa?
Yes, which is, I loved the original.
God, there was like Veritas. That and like Cavalier of the Abyss.
Yep, stuff like that. Anyways, no. So for Webtoons, it felt like those were like the really big peak. And then recently, Solo Leveling came out, and the reason why the story does well, or the manhwa did well, is because the art was so transcendent compared to before. It set the art like a level of, I would say, quality that was hard to reach, and people were really impressed, and then they just copied it. And so when you get into the animation, which came out now, it's currently running, currently like whatever episode's in. I've watched episodes 1, 2, and then I watched episode 6. Don't ask me why that happened. It just ended up that way. And I don't like it. I think the animation's okay. Certainly not terrible, but I don't like how they paced it. I don't like the constant back and forth where it feels very dated in how the pacing happened. Like they're about to do this really sick action scene and they pan to the sister at the cafe. She's up. Yo, what are you doing, sis? It's like, what the fuck? Like, I understand why they do that to build the exposition and the setting, but it's just like, I don't like.
And we're just constantly getting edged. Like, we're just like ready to fucking bust. You know, we're like, oh, fuck yeah, this scene's gonna be fucking sick. And then all of a sudden, like, there's just like three women that haven't been introduced yet talking to each other in a cafe. And we're just like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I'm ready. I'm fucking ready to go.
My hot take on this is that people like really talked up episode 6. We and then watch it with Sid and
Peter. Wait, people talked up episodes, that specific episode?
People think it's incredible. And I watched it and I was like, this is just whatever. It's like they're trying to hype up moments, but I feel like the level up things in the middle of the fucking guy's face, and I feel like it's like a MMO leveling thing that tries to take itself very seriously a little bit, to the point that detracts from, like, it's supposed to be a cool fucking shonen anime.
Yeah.
And the best example that I have for this, or just in general, is before I go to another anime to cross examine this position.
I already know what you're going
to
say.
Yes.
That's it. Shangri-La.
No. Wait. Oh. Before we get to that, which I think is way better, I am going to say that I thought the song in episode 6 was really good. I think Dark Aria. And I think a lot of what makes it good is because the opening for Solo Leveling is one of the worst openings I've ever seen in my life.
TXT fans for life. We love TXT.
Stop.
Come after us. We're fake.
I am,
we don't know anything.
Really, like, I really hate the opening.
How many fan bases do you think we pissed off in this one episode?
It's fine. I will take it. I am okay with it. But I just really don't like the opening where I felt like the song,
I think it's pretty generic.
The song really, really kind of made it stand out more because it is the only good, or it's the best part musically of that series so far. But when you think about that show and like what genre it tries to be, like the MMO genre, I guess it's isekai plus like MMO. You look at, I guess it's just isekai leveling. You look at Shangri-La Frontier, it's running at the same fucking time. And I think it does so much of a better job at like pacing, at just in general of how the episode plays out. Like, it is, I understand they're going for different kind of vibes, but it is just way better in my opinion and more fun of a watch, and just, I would say, more coherent of a watch. And it was always going to be the case, because I would say Solo Leveling story is always, it's average, it's above average to average, in that order, and the artwork brought it up.
It sounded like what Demon Slayer's anime did for the manga. But
whereas the animation was never going to be good enough to compare and bring up and elevate the source story. Yeah. So you're going to see this animation and you're going to start to realize that, like, hey, the peak of the story is like,
not, it's kind of underwhelming. Like, unless they really improve the animations for the fights for me, I'm kind of like, whatever.
You get brought in with this godlike figure, with a statue guy, and he kicks and like beats the shit out of you with, and he's a godly figure, and then you're now back to where he's kind of like fighting off trash mobs essentially. And I understand it's his leveling up arc because he's a solo leveler and they have to introduce all this stuff, but I don't know, I just think in general I prefer Shangri-La Frontier, even as a manga medium. I've currently completely caught up, and I think Shangri-La Frontier is probably the best MMO manga, period.
It's good.
It's very good. I understand why it's like very popular in Japan. They did a great job. I will say that there is, you know what's going to happen. There's like infinite plot armor for the main character, but they run with that. They understand that, and their only job is to make it fun for the reader.
Yeah.
And I think that that is a great place to be.
Yeah. It's a fun watch. It doesn't take itself too seriously.
Yeah. And I think the biggest thing about MMO shouldn't be the focus on the levels or like the stats. It should be the focus on like super cool items, fighting super, super cool bosses, overcoming great challenges with your friends.
Like, it just needs rule of cool.
Yeah. That's how I feel about MMOs. It's like, that's my biggest takeaway from MMOs when I play them. And like a lot of these isekais or like MMOs get caught up in the small details and forget that like the fun part is like those kind of areas.
I mean, the anime should just focus on the visuals, I feel like. I don't know. I just like episode 6, this is like a very basic critique, but I just think the anime has not done a very good job of making fighting giant bugs interesting. That's just it for me. Like if you see like the first episode of Solo Leveling and you see those ants marching in a row, they just like walk up and go like, and they just like kill a bunch of people like that. I'm just like, that was just like not a visually interesting thing to see. Yeah. I feel like in like when you're reading the manhwa, like that's like way more forgivable, you know what I mean? But if you're watching an animated fight and you just see a bunch of like copy pasted ants, I'm not even joking, you look at each individual ant, they're like copy pasted ants. I get why they do it, it's like the same
time and money,
but like they're just like coming up, walking at like a steady pace, and then they just walk up and they just bite the fucking person's head off, and I'm just like, cool. And then the spider fight is just like, ah, legs kind of moving, side swipe, spits acid. Oh, it's armor. The armor on the body is too strong for my knife. What am I going to do? And then you literally like, I bet he's going to stab him in the eye. And then he fucking stabs him in the eye.
That was Sid, and Sid has not read it. And so she said that, and I was just like, okay.
Yeah, and I was just like, dude, people thought this was good? Like, I don't know, man. It's just right now, I think I'm going to give it more time. I think it's okay. I think the first 4 episodes are far better than the 6th episode for me. I just think that like when you have kind of like this mid-tier budget animation style for what is supposed to be like super hype fight scenes, it's like it's just kind of like whatever.
I think you really, to capitalize on what made it famous, you really need like top animation. I'm talking like I needed to see like Jujutsu Kaisen fight level, Demon Slayer level, Fate level animation to really wow me. And I think it needed that, because it's like maybe they're saving a lot of the budget for like the later fights, because I understand like fighting like this stupid spider, this isn't like the big thing. Like they're saving it for something else. And definitely the original scene was cool with like the statues. Like they definitely did that really well.
Yeah, so it was funny because I watched episode 6 first and I thought that would be fine because I read the entirety of the manhwa already. But then I was just like, what the fuck is this? And then what ended up happening was Anita, my girlfriend, wanted to watch from the beginning. And we did. I watched episodes 1 through 4 with her. And I was like, oh, this is like, that was better. That was like not that bad. So it's like funny to me that like episode 6 was lauded as like the cool episode when I was just like, this is like really bad. So I don't know. I'll give it more time. But right now I'm just like, just very not impressed. Because imagine if Demon Slayer had that level of animation. No one would give a fuck about that.
I agree. I think it wouldn't have even... I would have struggled to get to the season 2 where it needed to get to really pick up the show.
Yeah.
That's why I'm always like... I feel like the Demon Slayer manga must be so grateful that this animation studio she worked with... I think it's she. Mm-hmm. Or he or they worked with ended up doing such a great job. Because really, like, nowadays, like, you need to work with, like, a couple studios that could really elevate your stuff. One of them being MAPPA, but then I hear to treat their workers like complete trash. But, I would have loved that. I feel like a lot of times animation is strange. Because, especially when it comes to fighting stuff, because we both read shonen, we like action shit, right? You think about, like, it's really cool to see people fight with your fists. Even in movies, I think it goes from sword fighting to fist fighting. I think that's cool. Yeah. And then when it goes to guns, it's like sometimes hard to be cool, you know?
Yeah.
It's like range fighting is less cool. Not even just like less like testosterone filled. It's just like less cool to animate and see. You see some of the coolest scenes, even, and I think like great sword fights. You think of like Samurai Champloo.
Mm-hmm.
You had some just astounding sword fights. And you think of, you were a Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Where, like, I think they, was it Greed? Greed fought someone over a coffee table.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just, like, a phenomenal sword fight. Like, that's actually one of my favorite sword fights of all time.
I think martial arts are just like definitely more visually pleasing to the eye.
Yes. For sure.
I think the only series recently that has impressed me with like any kind of gunplay would be the new Trigun series on Netflix.
I have not seen that, but I used to love Trigun.
I mean, to be fair though, they just make reloading look so cool, you know? And I think that goes a long way. The shooting aspect is like, you know, it's cool, but like if you make a gun shooting, like emphasized series, dude, come up with some fucking cool reload animations. I swear to, that's why people buy Valorant skins, man. It's all about the fucking reload. I'm so serious. So yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean, there used to be that funny series of Freddy Wong where they would do reloading,
mm-hmm.
and it would just be like how they could empty their bullets super fast and reload like the coolest way possible. And they did a whole series on it, and it's true. That makes it look cool. But I think hand to hand or like sword to sword is always like peak.
Yeah,
for me. And sometimes if it's animated poorly, you could tell because you'll remember the anime that did it really well, Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood Demon Slayer with the white-haired guy and his three wives.
Oh yeah,
him against the final boss. What an incredible!
That was sick.
Incredible fucking scene. And then you have, I don't know, Jinwoo versus five NPCs.
Oh god.
Where it's like they're not really fighting back, right? Like these guys are trash mobs. Hopefully in the future it'll be really good. I think a good example, like right now there's like knife fights in Shangri-La, which are also against trash mobs. And one of the things that Shangri-La, it's so funny. You could, if you watch enough anime, you could tell they have to save frames. So they reuse assets all the time, or like they try to like not have to do as much animation work.
There's some like little cheating going on. Yeah.
And Shangri-La Frontier cheats really well in the most obvious way. There's a mask that covers the main character's mouth, so they never have to animate people talking.
Speaking, yeah.
So he always talks fluently. They never do extra frames because of it, and he's able to just say full lines.
Oh, even the fucking the girl is in a full suit of armor.
Yes. And so that show is so lucky in that they never have to animate lips for their main character.
Do you think the manga artist had that
in mind? No.
Probably
think
not, right?
They just had he had a great concept for it, but I think that is just really, really...
That's like, funny.
Yeah, it's just a funny way to be able to animate a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for that, because that is such a great series.
Yeah. That's a lot of anime recommendations.
Yes.
That's a lot of anime opinions that we've had. I don't know. I don't know. I need to give Solo Leveling more time, I think. I think there's potential for it to be better.
I think you never count on the show too much, but I don't say it's bad if people drop an episode or a series early. Like if you read 4 or 5 chapters and you don't like it, I'm not gonna sit here telling you it's the greatest thing and you should reread it. It's just you're not feeling it. It's okay.
Unless it's Silver Spoon. Silver Spoon.
No one fucking read
Silver Spoon's the goat. Serious. Okay. That shit has an anime too. I prefer the manga, but like
there's a reason there's no Silver Spoon fucking like, you know, figurines.
I would buy one if there was one.
Yeah, there's just not.
There might be.
For good reason.
There might be. I wouldn't know what it is. It might be a cow.
By the way, I want to make it fully clear. This Rem figurine is not mine.
So, the background on that. Okay, so all of these, all of these on this table, I have mostly bought myself. These are mostly belong to... Okay, so another reason why we're fake is because Scar does not own anime figurines.
Not a single one.
Not a single one.
Nope.
So, all of these on this table are mine. For except what for
this,
it's worth...
This is me.
Yeah, so Scar gave me the VTuber plushie, which is really cute. I love it. But Rem... I got from a gacha bag. So there's like a website that sells like, oh, like anime bag. What's in it? What could be? And then the figure that was in it was this Rem figurine. So I was just like, I didn't want to, like, I don't really care about ReZero that much. But like, I also was thinking I'm not going to chuck it. So I don't know.
That is fair. I do like everything else on here. Chainsaw Man. I like Fullmetal Alchemist, Danadan, and I love Berserk.
Okay, but hot take, I didn't think ReZero was the worst thing ever. Like, ReZero, in my mind, kind of occupies a similar space as Sword Art Online. It's just kind of like brain dead.
Okay, Sword Art Online after the tower, yeah, fucking. You know when I said about Prison Break? When they get out of prison, it's no longer the show. Okay, Sword Art Online, they get out of the tower, what the fuck? The story sucks now. If the story was just them in the tower grinding, would have been a fucking banger. All I'm saying... But I agree, like Sword Art fell off and ended up being... I have not much opinion on this. I didn't watch it. I read it. And I thought, I love Groundhog Day ideas. So I've watched or read a lot of things, not even just anime or manga wise, just in general, because I love the concept of like the
rewinding time. Yeah.
Yes.
All you need is kill.
And it's okay. But that's all I got, honestly. No idea who that is.
Sorry, keep it professional, man.
I'm so sorry. I didn't have
ladies
know.
At his beck and call no. at all times. I told him to sound his phone. I knew there one of them were
a suspected spam caller. Mm. Okay. Before we go, I want to cover one last thing, or maybe a couple of last things. There's shocking news we learned today about the anime world. McDonald's is getting an anime made.
Is it that shocking, though?
By Studio Puree.
What else have they done?
I have no idea. But
we should probably have
yes. Can you look that up? What Studio Pure Rot? I don't know how to. Which you brought up a really good point when I brought this up before about how it is funny how they're doing or why they're doing this.
Yeah. So what it's called? WickDonald's, famous fast food chain McDonald's, announced its upcoming collaboration with Studio Pure Rot through its official Twitter page. Studio is known for animating series like Yu Yu Hakusho and Naruto.
Jesus.
The 15-second long trailer showed a date Monday, February 20th. Wait, that's in like fucking... That's really soon.
Yeah.
26th?
I don't know if it's actually an anime, but it looks like an animation collab, and it looks like... Why would they announce an animation studio? It feels like weird to do that without having at least like a minute 30 of something really cool. And I just think it's so funny because every anime... Like you were saying, telling me off camera, every anime has a fake McDonald's.
Yes, and they call it, almost always, they call it WickDonald's. They turn the M upside down into a W, and it's WickDonald's. But then, so if they're calling it WickDonald's, mm-hmm. Do you think they copyrighted WickDonald's? Like, do you think they're going to have to change it to, like, BickDonald's? Like, they
turn it sideways? Yeah, like, they turn it to the this, and it's a B now. Yeah. That's going to be so funny, but... No, every single anime and manga who does that did not get sued.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think generally speaking, it's like, they don't really fucking care. Probably.
Ooh. Yeah, I would say it depends. I don't know. I've worked with a couple of these companies before, and like some of them, like...
I mean, I generally think it's because they just don't read manga or watch anime. I think it's they get away with it because they just don't know about it. Because there are so many... times where I've read something and they say something like Starbucks, but then they put like a apostrophe or a dash,
yeah,
instead of like one
Star
of the letters
Wux.
Or Warstux or something, and they just like reverse the words or like Turger King something. So, but it's usually like a throwaway line and like it's like a scene that doesn't really matter. So, mm-hmm. I don't really think it matters too much. Like, not really. It's not really damaging to the brand. But it's funny that McDonald's is like leaning into it.
Yeah, I would love to see a lot of these collabs with other fast food chains. I think it sucks because like I feel like the States a lot of times don't get that kind of stuff. You know, it's like only in Japan they ever do that. And I understand part of being a weeb is in Japan. I get it.
But like, oh, dude, okay. So fast food growing up, I felt like always did sick fucking collabs.
Yep.
I think my mom still has the glass cups. Was it McDonald's or Burger King? I think it was McDonald's. And it was like Batman. It was like in a partnership with the Batman and Robin movie, the one where George Clooney has nipples on his bat suit. But like, yeah, they had glass cups that you could buy from McDonald's that were Batman themed. And that shit was fucking cool. Burger King had a collab where you got the golden Pokemon like slabs inside of the Pokeball that opened up.
Sick.
Yeah, that shit right there.
That is awesome. And yeah. It's $7. Yeah, that's nuts.
I don't think... It's only $7? Oh, I know for sure my mom bought like six of those thinking that it would be worth like thousands now. But she's going to be really sad to hear that that is not the case. But yeah, there was like stuff like that. Burger King did their McDonald's... Or did their Pokemon collab. I feel like we should bring back more brand collaborations with like these kinds of properties.
And you know what? We'll take the bullet. Yeah. If you guys want to collab with us, you know, McDonald's, Burger King, Sonic, Wendy's, we're here for you guys.
You can have your own.
You guys need
popcorn
it.
Bucket.
Yes.
You know about that shit?
Yeah, I'm going to watch Dune soon.
You're getting the popcorn bucket?
Yeah.
With extra butter, no popcorn.
Yeah.
That is the play.
That is the plan.
That is the play. What would your popcorn bucket? What would your OTV popcorn bucket look like?
I don't know. Just a picture of toast on it.
Is it like Toast's lips?
It's like a very K-pop version of Toast. I feel like Toast has now turned into full K-pop. So like we really got to exploit that for all of it.
I mean, we saw that clip of Jinxie saying you would fuck him.
Yeah.
That's big time.
Yeah, that is, he's big.
That is big time.
The number one Rainbow Six streamer of the variety streamer of the year, that's him.
I would be shocked if Toast did not hit him up in DM saying, "Hey, let's link up in R6.
Oh yeah, let's go on a two man.
Yeah, do you know how fucking sad I am that like everyone played R6 for 2 weeks and then uninstalled? You know, I love that fucking game. I logged back in, bought every character I didn't already have.
You're crazy.
And I was like, dude, this is the time for R6. My friends are finally gonna fucking play R6 Siege.
Nah, they're back on Valor.
No, they're back on Valor. You're fucking back on Valor.
Speaking of games, I really hate that anime games are so shit. I hate that people get the ability to make an anime game, but they only have like 6 months or 8 months to capitalize off of the IP. So they just make the shittiest fucking game ever. One Piece. Like 7 different terrible fucking One Piece games. Like there's no way, or like Dragon Ball games, a shitty fucking Jujutsu Kaisen.
Wait, they're all the same game too.
Yes.
It's like a fighting game, and it's like an open world brawler.
And it's like, yeah, you guys are just fucking trash. Like DBZ Fighter is the only legitimately good fighting game from an IP. I swear to God. And then like Naruto Ultimate Storm was pretty good on GameCube, I guess.
You know, I never tried it.
It was so good.
Is that a fighting game?
Yeah. But it was like a fun one, which I think is the way they're going for it. But like, I don't know, man. All these IPs just sink their shit, and it's just terrible. It makes me feel terrible about these brands, and it's just for like just money, man. Like,
what game would you make what anime would you make a game for? That's not like a visual novel.
Dandadan. Let's do a single player game.
You know, I don't know what Dandadan would translate into a good game yet.
Berserk. Single player game.
Berserk would be...
It's literally Dark Souls.
Oh, yeah. Actually, though.
Yeah, you're forced into a strength build, but it's literally Dark Souls.
I would play a fucking Berserk, like, single-player campaign.
Yeah, that would be, but you love Berserk. Which, by the way, Berserk is one of the GOATs.
Berserk is one of the GOATs, but it is a series that I have a very hard time rereading. Just because there's, like, so much, like, stuff that's, like, kind of, like, uncomfortable topic-wise.
Oh, well, I think a lot of stuff gets dated like that in fiction anyways. Think about... the goated fantasy fictions. You think of Lord of the Rings, right?
Like the
goated, but I would never recommend Lord of the Rings to anyone reading fantasy fiction.
Well, I would just because like I don't think so. Berserk, I don't know. Berserk is like there's a lot of like fucked up things that happen in dark fantasy.
Yes.
And like it's just like sometimes it's like a little much for me. You know what I mean?
You have to be in the right headspace for
the
it.
The fucking trolls in the caves and what? Yeah, that nope.
Bro, Goblin Slayer exists, man.
I know, but even then, I don't think Goblin Slayer went to the depths that Berserk did. To be fair, though, I did not catch. I'm not fully caught up.
I'm not fully caught up there either.
But like, I read like a good amount of it, and like, I feel like the initial chapters were the most graphic or explicit, I guess. So, yeah, I don't know. But Berserk is like, I just think thematically and like the characters out, it's like so fucking cool.
So cool. They made a Final Fantasy classic. A bunch of people said that Berserk is the reason why their character like kind of looks the way it is. I love things that tend to be like really godfatherish of a genre, and you can say Berserk just is the godfather of its genre.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think that's all the time we have for today. We'll be back next time. I don't know how long are we doing this weekly?
This is a pilot episode.
Bi-weekly?
I don't know.
Bi-monthly? Trimester?
What was your guys' podcast release schedule? Previously,
did we have a release schedule?
Why did production staff just fucking
why did production staff just go like this?
Well, I don't really think it's up to us. I think it's more up to like how.
No, I think it's up to us.
Is it up to us?
I will say that I will be happy to get multiple episodes out a month, and I'll just leave it at that. See you next time on our next episode of Fake Fans.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the first episode of Fake Fans podcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see you guys next time.
I just realized we're kind of close to OnlyFans. Do we want to change the name?
No, that's actually better, actually.
See you guys later.
But wait, should we end up with a question or something? Like, are there any series that we should be watching or reading?
Oh, do you
have any recommendations?
Yes, recommend me us something, but that's not incredibly mainstream.
No, still recommend it. Fuck it. I want to know what you guys are reading.
Sure, I'm down.
You
know,
if you say One Piece 11 times, I will not read it.
I'm on the Wano arc. I'm just waiting for him to finish One Piece.
One of the productions just put Naruto on the main screen. And
yeah, and honestly... while it is the godfather of the ninja manga, some of the end of it wasn't very good.
Hot. I don't know if this is a hot take. I think Bleach ended better than Naruto did. I read both and in their entirety.
That is a... I think Bleach ended like shit.
I do think Bleach ended like shit, but I think it was more satisfying than Naruto's ending.
We're about to start another podcast. So with that further ado, goodbye, guys.
Goodbye.